This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Van Manen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Motor & Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Twin Cedar School District. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The new year is almost upon us. Is it time to renew our commitment to budgeting and investing? How do we do it? In the fourth part of a two-week series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Tyler Klein with Lighten Investment Services and Ryan Van Zuylen at Lighten State Bank. Tyler, Christmas is over. We've all spent a lot of money, and a lot of us are thinking about budgeting. Do you have any... Well, first, what is a budget?
Yeah, I think the word budget can bring about a lot of different words, a lot of different ideas to mind, and generally it's not a very positive thing. We actually had an event recently and talked to some people and asked, what's the first thing that comes to mind when we say the word budget? It was limiting, scaring, annoying, a lot of very negative words. But to me, I think a budget is all about freedom. It's all about trying to give yourself control of what happens to your money instead of just letting your money happen to you. So when you look at a budget, some really important things is being intentional, is tracking and evaluating. It's telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. I think that's a really powerful phrase. And I think it's just working with someone else typically in trying to figure out how can I do better in controlling what happens with my finances.
Well, it seems like the dollar bills just sucked out of our wallets. I mean, really, sometimes it's like that. But what you're saying is we need to take control of that, not let that happen.
Yeah. And I think there's some important things to think about and things that you can be intentional with while doing that. One of the things that I always encourage people is to try and look at what's coming in and try and tell that where to go. And maybe call that a zero-based budget to say, I've got $2,000 this month. Where do I want each of those dollars intentionally to go? And that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy things or do anything fun. I'll also encourage people to say, include some flex money or some fun money that doesn't have a specific purpose. You just get to go below that at some point this month and have some freedom in that. And I think that's really important. Another part of that, I think, is trying to find ways to pay yourself first. Start with something small and just make something automatic. Some people, that's $20 a month. And I'm just going to start putting that aside and saving it for myself. And I think those are really, really powerful tools and ways to get started that you can start to see some positive things happening that encourage you to keep moving forward.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by KNX Fitness, Westridge Specialty Care, Pella Regional Health Center, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Good Samaritan and Society of Indianola, Golay Heating and Cooling, Precision Chiropractic, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation about budgeting and investing with Tyler Klein with Lighten Investment Services and Ryan Van Zuylen at Lighten State Bank. Well, and ideally that if we are able to budget and save money, then we can invest it. Right, Ryan? Isn't that the ultimate goal?
Correct. Yeah. So investing, and obviously Tyler deals a lot with investing. Myself personally, as a consumer and mortgage loan officer, you know, I work with customers on a daily basis in regards to getting a loan or working on their budget, working on their credit. And so part of the whole budgeting aspect is then also becoming a better consumer, a better borrower, if that's something that you need to do. Obviously, it's ideal if you don't have to borrow funds, but we know that that's not always possible. And so as a loan officer, a lot of times I get to work with customers and I get to help them when it comes to credit, when it comes to managing their finances, when it comes to working on a budget to eliminate unnecessary debts and to give that person or that couple, whoever may be in there, more borrowing power. So yeah, one of the main goals of budgeting is not only having more money for other activities that you would prefer, but then it's also planning for the future and investing. And that's obviously an expertise area that Tyler really has and that he's really good with.
Okay, because we invest in our homes, in educations, and all kinds of things that I guess the budgeting process makes it so that if we have some money, then we can use that money and then maybe work with the bank to help make our dreams come true.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole goal. You know, obviously, one of the biggest dreams that people have is owning their own home. And obviously, eventually being debt-free would be the goal for most people. I don't think anyone really wishes to be in debt their entire life. And so whether that's with a home loan, whether that's with student loans, whether that's with car loans, whatever that may be, I think budgeting really plays into that, where it allows you to, like Tyler said, you direct your funds where you want them to go, and that allows you to pay down those higher interest rate debts and really allow you yourself to snowball that money into paying down your debts and having more freedom, like Tyler had kind of alluded to.
Okay, but like some of us are just, we're treading water. It's like the bills are coming in fast. We're real busy. We're just trying to keep our head above water, mm-hmm. but we don't want that. How do we rise above it all so life's easier and more profitable and we aren't, and it doesn't feel like we're under so much financial stress?
I think this time of year is perfect for that. I think we're all taking note of the craziness of the money that's flying out the door for presents, but there's also some unique things. Oftentimes at the beginning of the year, people will get a raise for the new year. So 2018, you could get a cost of living adjustment, anything like that. So I think finding a way to keep your head above water is just starting with something small. Get started and suddenly it won't be so hard to let that next 15, 20 bucks a month, that next chunk, because you're starting to see positive movement. And maybe that's putting it to work and investing it in something. Maybe that's paying down debt. Whatever it is, just start being intentional with a small amount. The other thing that I think can be really powerful, and we've got a lot of great employers in Pella who have this, is to take advantage of some free match money at work within your 401k or 403b. In a lot of cases, if you were to defer 3% of your income, you can get 3% of that matched or something like that. And suddenly you're doubling your money. You're starting to feel that ball start to roll. And it gets easier and easier as you move forward. But every case is different. And you have to find what works for you.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Light & State Bank, Mahaska Bottling, Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith, and Marion County Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pella Indoor Pool, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Jill V. with the Pella Realty Group, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors Scott Van Tassel and Lee Curry.
I continued my conversation about budgeting and investing with Tyler Klein with Light & Investment Services and Ryan Van Zuylen at Light & State Bank. What's the secret of success for somebody? Let's just say that, you know, somebody that's doesn't have a lot of money and they want to invest and they want to rise above it all. Are there some secrets to success? You said a little earlier, pay yourself first, setting a little bit aside. Is it that simple?
I think it is. I think it's scary to get started, like anything. You know, we often compare financial health to physical health and dieting, and sometimes it's just getting started with one small change, one small adjustment. And I think, you know, the concept of paying yourself first, having that automatically come out of your account, you're going to think when you look at it, it's this huge thing, it's this big change. You're not even going to notice a difference. You're not even going to know that money's gone, and suddenly you're going to be putting it aside and making some headway moving forward. So I really do think it is that simple of being intentional, of paying yourself first, and just looking for little ways to make small tweaks, and suddenly that'll turn into big changes.
Especially if we sort of creep that up, start off small and creep it up. Is that Absolutely. A technical term, creep it up?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think to kind of go along with what Tyler was saying, one of the things that we've talked about is habit building, and Tyler kind of touched on that with the correlation between physical health, financial health, whatever that may look like. But it's interesting how quickly you can change a habit from a negative to maybe a positive, or just whether it's negative or not, just changing that habit for the better. And one of the things that we've talked about too is typically it takes about 21 days or 3 weeks to change a habit, and that's doing that consistently. And so with specific regard to budgeting, allowing yourself to spend 3 or 4 weeks doing something that's out of the norm for yourself, doing a habit that setting aside $20 extra a month, or putting together a budget and realizing where those funds are going each month, is just something that's going to help you for the rest of the year. And so that's trying to start off 2018 with that new habit would really benefit you the rest of the year.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Midwest One Bank, Edward Jones Financial Advisors Justin Madsen and John Krogstad, RJ Performance of Ottumwa, and Marion County Public Health. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Crossroads of Pella, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Skuring and Utermarkt, and iHealth Solutions.
I continued my conversation about budgeting and investing with Tyler Klein with Lighten Investment Services and Ryan Van Zuylen at Lighten State Bank. Well, as we were setting up and just talking, you mentioned something about a no-spend month. Is that one of the ways to break this habit?
Yeah, that's something that we at Lighten State Bank really encourage. So our marketing director, Allie, actually did this back in July with a couple other employees here at the bank and really got some really awesome value out of doing that. So there's a lot of parts that are encompassed by this no spend challenge, but we really encourage, whether they're customers of the bank or not, we just encourage people to really buckle down for a month. And that kind of goes along with that habits that I was just talking about of spending an entire month, really understanding where your funds are going, creating that budget, allocating specific funds for fun activities per week, allowing yourself to still have fun and yet still be on a budget. And then that in turn obviously is geared to help you have financial success in the future. So in the month of January, that's kind of what we're trying to push, is a no spend challenge or a no spend month. And yeah, we're going to have some fun with that too. So that's a challenge that we'll be issuing to our customers and non-customers that people can participate in, and hopefully they find some value in that.
Okay, so maybe I would minimize my lunches out. Maybe the days mm-hmm. I can bring a lunch, I want to do that and save. And maybe I don't need that, mocha frappuccino, orange crush, $8 coffee, or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. I drink black. But you know what I mean, right? Yeah. You just cut down on?
Correct. It can be, it can be as simple as that. It can be as simple as cutting down your eating habits. You know, whether that's maybe you go out 4 to 5 times a week. And so rather than doing that, you know, you still allow yourself to plan on eating out once or twice a week. So you're saving some money aside for that, but you do better at meal prepping and planning your meals out for that week, knowing what you have, so that you're not left in a situation where you don't know what you're going to be eating. And so then you fall into the trap, if you will, of eating out. So, yeah.
Okay, and so to help us so that we're not on our own in all of this, you're offering a personal budgeting 101, like simple course coming up?
So on January 11th, we're going to be offering and talking a little bit more in depth about what we've talked about today in what we call our personal budgeting 101 course. In that, we're going to have a lot of different resources. We're going to talk about some of the same tips and just, you know, speak specifically to whoever decides to attend on how that will all work. And also, we're going to be following up and giving some tips and tricks along the way to try and make that fun and a little bit more free compared to what most people think. So I think the No Spend Challenge through January is a great way to start your year. It gives you a chance to jumpstart some of those options to see how tight you can live month to month, and then decide from there, what does your budget look like the rest of the year? But yeah, we're looking forward to offering that and seeing what ways we can help people learn more about their budgeting.
Do people need to pre-register or RSVP or what?
Yes, we're actually going to be providing dinner for the event, and the space is limited. So we are asking that people call in to reserve their spot or simply message Lighten State Bank on Facebook to get a spot reserved for themselves.
Okay, so you're just going to guide us. You're going to, for those of us that might not quite know what to do, or maybe if we need a refresher course, you're going to guide us.
Yeah, that's our goal. And obviously, you know, we don't want to force anyone to do anything they don't want to. But the whole point of this is to help just get in a better situation financially. So with our personal budgeting course, it comes with obviously going through a really, really nice packet that we've put together with some really good information in there, some really helpful cheat sheets, if you will. We're going to go over some investing information that Tyler's going to touch on, some consumer borrowing information, consumer financial information that I'll touch on, and then also rehashing that no spending month. And so, yeah, just a lot of really good resources. So it's not just budgeting. It's touching on a couple other subjects that really could help from all sorts of financial aspects.
Well, and so it's sort of like how a lot of people do it now, or a lot of us anyway. We're either alone at our computer thinking about this or not thinking about it at all, or, you know, some of us looking at the checkbook. But what this does is it provides lessons learned with thousands of other customers, so you can show us a better path, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think everyone's going to come into this at a different stage and a different level of knowledge, different stage of experience, different status financially. And so I think offering ideas that are applicable to many, resources that can help anyone no matter where they're at, is going to be a really valuable tool. I'm excited to see how it all plays out.
Thanks to Tyler Klein and Ryan Van Zuylen for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.